This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Well, let's see. Let's take a spin through the headlines, shall we? The next presidential debate is off, apparently. There's the Michigan governor kidnapping plot, really disturbing on a lot of levels. Speaker Pelosi said today there is not going to be an airline bailout without a much bigger comprehensive relief package, about which we told you yesterday, not happening. And not for nothing, another 840,000 people made first-time claims for state unemployment benefits, the 29th week in a row, Mitchell Hartman mentioned in our news meeting this morning, of sky-high numbers of people losing their jobs. So there is all that. There was also, though, another item for Mitchell this morning, a reasonably bright spot. Farmers in this economy, despite the trade war and what it did and is doing to ag exports and the pandemic and meat and fruit and vegetable processors having had outbreaks and all of that, right now, Mitchell says, American farmers are feeling okay.
Darius Windley has been bringing in the harvest on his small vegetable farm in northeastern Nebraska.
Tomatoes, every kind of pepper you can think of, cabbage, onions.
The big players here are corn and soybeans.
These big farmers at night, it's kind of surreal to look out over the horizon and you can see all the combines and grain trucks are running full on. I think they've had a pretty good harvest this year.
A really good harvest. And prices have increased
rather dramatically since late July, particularly for soybeans.
Purdue University ag economist Michael Langmire says that's one reason optimism among farmers is up to the highest level since the pandemic hit, according to Purdue's latest survey. Another reason, the USDA is about to send farmers $14 billion in COVID relief payments, on top of $16 billion back in the spring. All told,
over 35% of net farm income is estimated to come from government payments this year.
Then there's China. It's now ramping up ag imports from the U.S. under the latest trade deal, says Arun Sundaram at CFRA Research.
China is importing a lot of chicken, beef, and pork.
Now, farmers have had problems. The derecho windstorm in Iowa hurt grain crops there. And California's wildfires have hurt some wineries, says UC Davis ag economist Daniel Sumner.
The iconic Napa Valley. The smoke taint is a serious loss to grapes that are immensely expensive.
$9,000 a ton, compared to $450 a ton for regular California wine grapes. They make wine that'll cost you $200 to $300 a bottle. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.